Welcome to today's deep dive. When you go to the doctor, you generally expect a clean X-ray, right? Like a clear picture that points right to the problem.
Yeah, exactly. So you can actually fix it.
Right. But what happens when you try to X-ray an entire community or like a religious ecosystem? Usually you don't get a clear picture. You just get this murky diagnostic mud.
Which makes fixing systemic issues, almost impossible. And that's exactly why Kashkar Studios just dropped this massive press release. It's announcing a $100 million philanthropic investment to advance the Judeo-Christian faith.
100 million.
Wow.
And they're starting this off by releasing a free masterclass for leaders, right? It's called Masterclass Number One, Growing the Faithful.
Yep. And it introduces a framework built entirely around what they call TAP, so that's transparency, accountability, and performance.
So today we're going to unpack the four specific breakthroughs detailed in that release. And we're using the U.S. Armenian Christian ecosystem as our core case study because it really shows how hard data is being used to combat, systemic dysfunction.
Exactly. And to fix a problem, you really have to realize how deep it goes first. That leads directly into their first breakthrough. In the masterclass, they map out the ecosystem as having 12 body parts.
Body parts, like vital organs.
Right, yeah. Think of it like mapping the vital organs of a community. So, financial health, youth engagement, community outreach, things like that. And then they track 12 specific KPIs to see what's actually underperforming.
Okay, so when they checked the vitals for the U.S. Armenian Christian ecosystem, the results were honestly shocking. That's the third breakthrough they talk about, right? The systemic misconception.
Yeah, it's a massive blind spot. For years, everyone just relied on these widely cited surveys claiming regular church attendance was hovering around like 35%.
Which sounds pretty healthy.
Right. But Kashkar went in and did the actual field research, the on-the-ground counting. And the real number, it's actually about 3%, which is a bottom decile performance.
Wait, 3%. That is a massive disconnect. It's like the ultimate Dunning-Kruger peak of Mountworth's practices.
That's a great way to put it, honestly.
I mean, it's like a patient walking around completely out of breath, insisting they're in peak physical health just because they refuse to look at their blood work. If you don't acknowledge the
You
symptoms.
can never apply a cure.
Yeah.
Exactly. And when a community assumes a 35% engagement rate, there's just this collective sense that things are basically fine.
Right.
But at 3%, you're suddenly looking at an existential crisis. That gap between those numbers is exactly where systemic dysfunction thrives.
Because the lack of data just creates this comfort zone of assumed success.
Exactly. So once that harsh reality is exposed, how do you course correct? That brings us to the second and fourth breakthroughs. The cure they propose starts with brutally honest visibility.
Right, no more estimates. Breakthrough two emphasizes world-class Sunday attendance transparency.
Yes. They are combating this pervasive culture of non-transparency by demanding that leaders literally just count who shows up on Sunday and publish those numbers.
Okay, but I have to push back a little here. Breakthrough four talks about inspired leaders using free counter apps and posting weekly attendance on social media. Does just tracking a headcount actually drive engagement?
I hear you, but yes.
Or is it just like a painful band-aid pull before the real community building work begins? I mean, an app won't magically.
Well, it's much more than a band-aid. It's the psychological mechanism that forces change. When a leader publicly commits to publishing those numbers every single week, it destroys the illusion.
It strips away the comfort of that fake 35%.
Precisely. Psychology shows us that this kind of radical transparency builds immense trust. If a community sees you being strictly honest about a 3% attendance rate, they're far more likely to rally behind your vision to fix it.
Oh, wow. Okay, that makes sense. And they do have a massive vision to rally behind. The leaders adopting this framework are aiming for 100% growth in the faithful within 5 years.
Right. They're utilizing those free counter apps. And they're pairing that hard transparency data with weekly social media transparency. Because once the numbers are real, the strategy can finally be real too.
So just to distill this down, Kashkar Studios is using this $100 million investment and strict data transparency to shatter comfortable illusions.
Yes, absolutely.
Breaking that 35% myth to drive an actual 100% growth mission, which really matters to you, the listener, whether you're in community leadership or business.
Because managing without transparency and accountability almost always masks bottom-tier performance as excellence.
You simply cannot fix what you refuse to measure. The data shows that financial transparency strongly predicts whether people will believe in an organization enough to recommend it. So I want to leave you with this question to mull over.
It's a tough one, too.
What bottom decile metric in your own life, your community, or your business are you currently hiding from yourself just because the illusion feels comfortable?